Salir bajo la lluvia.
3, 2, 1, and we're live.
What's up, bro?
What's going on, man? How's everything, bro?
Pretty good, bro.
Good,
chilling, chilling. Hell like yeah. A villain, you know, learning how to choke people and shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's a dangerous world, man.
Bro,
it's
it is. You know, you gotta. It's a dangerous world, so you gotta stay ready for danger.
Yeah, exactly. I always say, I got it from a YouTuber. It was, have fun, be safe, stay dangerous.
Stay dangerous. Oh, is that's what you said that to me? That
yeah, one time? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, stay hard, like David?
Yeah, stay hard, hell yeah.
David Goggins.
Like David Goggins, man. Ooh. It's been a while since we've done a podcast like this.
It's been a minute, a fat minute.
It's been a huge minute, man.
Like, we were fat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I still think we kind of are, but not really. Like, we're not for sure.
Facts.
We're not,
We can get shredded. We can always get shredded.
Yeah, no. More shredded. It's just that, what's it called? Not fat phobia, but like, you know, like you said, the body dysmorphia shit.
Body dysmorphia? Yeah, or yeah. Whatever.
However it goes, yeah. You know, you're like
go for it. I feel like, you know, like, I've been fat for so long that, like.
You'll always be fat.
I have that fat brain, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I can still fuck up some burgers and
bro,
shit.
Bro, hell yeah. Like, really you, like you said, you know, like, I can fuck up 7 donuts too, you know?
Oh, yeah, like my brother.
You know, any day, bro. Like, I can fuck up a burger.
Yeah.
Any time of the day or fucking, I don't know, just anything, you know?
Yeah.
I have that fat. I've been practicing to be fat all my life, so.
Okay, hell you know? Yeah. It's been a journey, man. It's practicing to be fat.
Hell yeah, practicing to be
fat. I like that. Being fat,
always hungry.
Yeah, always hungry.
Like in Never Avengers, satisfied. Like in Avengers, you know, when in the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
When they ask Bruce Banner, he's like, "Hey, this is a perfect time to get mad." He's like, "That's my secret. I'm always mad."
Oh, Bruce, huh?
Yeah, you know, like.
But now he can control it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to always never be Hulk, or especially after Thanos whooped his ass, huh?
Bro,
when Thanos crazy. Whooped his ass, yeah, he Thanos just changed, man. He changed. He went from
he became a pussy.
Yeah, he went from the Incredible Hulk to like a green bean.
For real.
To a green bean, bro.
Green bean.
Hell yeah. Manema. Hold on. Let me pause this real quick. We're having some not difficulties, but we'll be right back. All right, cool. All right, we're back,
yeah,
right?
Bro, we had to go be mechanics for a little bit. You know?
Yeah, man. If you have our Patreon, you'll see us actually change the battery.
Hey, bro, we should make a Patreon. One day.
Yeah,
we're not gonna have any subscribers for a while, but whenever they subscribe, they're gonna have a bunch of shit.
Well, we're subscribed to our own Patreon, paying our own bill, which doesn't make sense because, you know what I mean.
Usually, are these the coins that you said you found?
Found? No.
Like in the trash bag.
Yeah, those are the coins. Yeah, my mom's. I had a mess here almost a month ago.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad, and my mom, she just put everything I had in my drawer, and
bro, I'm looking for that cookie.
Yeah, that cookie went missing, man. That cookie is gone. I don't know. Maybe what if Riley fucking ate it with the wrapper and everything?
Shit, maybe, bro.
If I hear choking later today, it's probably it.
It's probably it, yeah.
Hell yeah. So I think on this video, or not video, it's not even the video.
Yeah.
For the podcast thing, what should we talk about first? I guess just how we got started in a way.
On BJJ?
Yeah, with the jiu-jitsu side. Like, how'd that happen?
Yeah, I mean, on February 14th.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
I called
Day.
You up.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, bro, are you down to go sign up for class?
Yeah.
For a BJJ class?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
How was it?
Yeah, you told me. Like,
what were you doing that day before I called you?
I was taking a shit.
You were taking a shit?
I was taking the
sounds
shit.
Sounds like a normal morning.
I was taking the shit. I was off. It was a Monday.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was just taking a dump, and you called me. But I think a better question is how did it come up to your mind to want to try it out, and then you called me about that?
It was a Monday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, if I'm going to start something, might as well start fucking Monday, you know?
Yeah, start of the week.
Because, like, I didn't want to keep pushing. Because, like, I had been thinking about it for like
8 years
two
old.
Well, yeah, for sure. No,
8 years
like,
old.
Like 2 weeks prior.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, man, I want to go sign up.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, man, I'm about to turn 24.
Yeah, old.
Like, I want to do some
new.
Yeah, some new, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I remembered, I heard Eddie Bravo saying he started jiu-jitsu when he was 23.
Ah, hell yeah.
So I was like, bro, I gotta do it before I turn 24. You know, I was like, yeah, gotta start. And then, yeah, bro, I was like, you know, like, if I don't go right now, I'm just gonna keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And procrastinating and shit. So I was like, man, you know, I already talked to you about it like a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jiu-Jitsu.
So I was like, man, I'm a fucking...
Just watching, like, some Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
See if he some videos like that.
But, you know, like, at first, I was trying to go to his school.
Oh, the Eddie Bravo one?
Ten Planet?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Like, when I told you, you were like, bro, that shit far as fuck.
That is far,
know?
Bro.
Yeah.
45 so, minutes.
Yeah.
It's in Montgomery, I think. No, not Montgomery. It's Caney.
Missouri City? Or
nah. It was Caney, Texas or Caney, some shit. Texas, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Caney Street, something like that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, 45 mean, minutes.
Yeah. And then, like. Yeah, we wouldn't be going as much. If we would have signed up there.
It's a whole hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get off of work. Fuck, gotta drive a whole hour.
Yeah.
You know, over there, and then an hour back.
An hour back.
Yeah.
Falling asleep.
Yeah,
shit.
Fall asleep there. Shit.
Yeah.
If it was more nearby, that'd be more dope. You know, that'd be more cool.
For sure.
And yeah, so you said you wanted to look up the 10 Planet one, and then what happened
after
that?
You were like, bro, that shit's far as fuck.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you know, but like, you know. Like, it's a free class, you know?
I mean, yeah, we can still do a free class, you know?
and then, what? We were just looking on Google Maps, right?
Yeah, we're just on Google, just Apple Maps or whatever. Just
we looked up BJJ schools.
Jiu-Jitsu places.
Or Jiu-Jitsu schools. And then, how did we find the one we're at right now? I don't want to say it yet, you know?
Yeah.
Surprise.
Don't say it yet. Well, I mean, I think a part of it was that we wanted to see if it was like a chill place, I guess.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, just see like the atmosphere or whatever. And you know the one over here by on Little York? Should we say it or no?
I mean, I don't know the name of it, but
I know the name of it, but I don't know if we should like mention these names. Someone listens to us and fucking
yeah, bro, they fucking pull up and shit.
They catch us lacking or some shit, right?
Yeah, but that one looked kind of scary. Not scary, but
like I guess
especially like if you've never done anything.
Oh yeah, for the first time.
I don't want to go get choked out there for the first time. You know,
you seen it on like Google the photos of how they have some dope paintings though, but like. If you look at it from just a normal person, you're like, God, like these motherfuckers.
Deadly,
ruthless, savages, you know?
Who knows, bro?
And I'd assume that one's mainly a no-gi jiu-jitsu place, right?
Yeah.
I'd assume so. They probably have like maybe gi like one day a week or something like that.
But yeah, then I guess we were just looking up and then who found it, you or me?
I don't know. I think... I'm not sure. I think maybe I maybe found it, but then you looked in the website like, oh, they actually have a class in like 15 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah. Like, bro, let's go. And you were like, fuck it, bro. He was like, I'm gonna take a shower. I'm gonna cut my nails.
Did I cut my nails?
Yeah, remember?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope
I
did
too. Cause shit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hell yeah! You don't want to get cut. Get some little athlete's foot or whatever in there. Some fungus, you know.
We'll just like
just be clean. Don't cut people, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah! Yeah, just proper etiquette, right?
Yeah, and then. We pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a couple. Well, they hadn't even opened, right?
No, we got there before them, which is funny.
And
we made it before the coaches and stuff.
It was kind of, we didn't see Professor that morning
because
he was
getting
surgery.
Yeah, nigga was getting surgery.
Yeah, bro, he was getting surgery. So, we went there and bro, whenever they gave us the gi, bro, I was like, this is awesome, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they were telling us, Jimmy, you know, he was saying how there was no professor. So he wanted us to come back later.
Mm-hmm.
But then he let us stay and he let us work on the pendulum and all this stuff.
Yeah, it was armbar we were doing though.
Yeah, armbar.
The armbar from
the pendulum. Yeah.
From the pendulum from guard pretty much, right? Yeah. I couldn't even fucking execute. I could even set it up.
Bro, and I like, we know these terms and shit, you know? Like, even watching, like, UFC now, I see what they're doing and what they're saying, you know, the commentators and shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's making sense and stuff, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Hell yeah.
Pretty cool, bro. But yeah, so we found this school, Healy and Gracie. And we've been going there for, what, 2 months now?
Yeah, a little more than 2 months right now. Yes, sir.
Yeah, learning how to... choke people and defend chokes.
choke. Well, first it was mainly, I guess, surviving for the most part.
Surviving, bro. I was so sore, dog.
The first days, right? the first week. Oh my god. Yeah.
So sore.
My knees are beat, bro. I've never been on my knees so long, you know?
Yeah.
I've never been on my knees that long.
I never prayed so much.
Yeah, no, I swear to God, I iced my knees that day whenever I got home. For the next 2 days, I iced my knees because it was just bruised, sore, my fucking hair. My skin even stretched. You see right here?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you see how it's a different color than that? My mm-hmm. skin stretched. And that was, like, within the first week or two. Yeah, shit fucking stretched. And now I don't grow hair here on my shin / knee because, you know, just the pants and all that, like, rubbing. Yeah. Did your skin stretch, too? Right there?
I guess.
Mm-hmm. See that?
No, that's
a little scar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it was wild. It was fun, though. So, yeah, we found out that place. We came back.
At 6 that same day.
Yeah, same day. Danny went with us the second time, yeah. Right? Yeah, Danny went with us. She liked it. Danny was drilling with
You know, for people that don't know, Danny's uh-huh. your sister.
Oh yeah, Danny's my sister. Yeah. And I was like, hey, would you want to go? She's like, yeah, whatever. You know, she went. She liked it. But yeah, it was cool. And then we ended up signing up the next day, right?
I think it was that day, no?
Was it? Or was it the next day? I think it was the second time we went, like that same day.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because then I remember Jimmy and Kevin were like, oh, you guys showed up again.
Yeah.
Oh, he said that in the afternoon, in the evening. Yeah. And then we're like, yeah, man, like you said to come, you know, it'll be more. Like,
we're scared, but we're here.
We're scared, but we're here.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah, how was it, I guess, going the second time, like that same day?
Bro, it was weird.
Cause, uh-huh. I mean, weird.
Because, you know, like, there was way more people.
Yeah.
You know, like, being the new person.
Yeah, yeah.
In general, in anything, yeah. It's kind of
intimidating.
Especially
yeah.
when they can beat you up, you know?
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
Know, yeah, fuck.
Legally. Yeah, and everything. Bro.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, like, when we signed up, I mean, when we lined up, we had to go say hi to everybody. Or, mm-hmm. like, shake their hand. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, bro, I was scared still, you know?
Yeah, it was wild.
Did we stay for open, man?
I think so. I think we did, but we weren't like probably rolling. We're just. I think they were rolling with us.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was like Jimmy and you know.
Yeah, I rolled with Jimmy again. I think, but I don't remember.
I think we did stay for open mat.
We did.
I think we did stay, but we were just doing either practice and drilling, or Jimmy was just like, "Come at me, bro," you yeah. know, and then him doing whatever.
Yeah, bro, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was hilarious, man.
I got triangle choked a couple times that day.
So many times, man. Yeah. Yeah, and then. Oh, I think I rolled with Chad. Not I don't know if it was the second time we went, but the next day for sure. And Chad, man, that motherfucker was choking me out.
Oh yeah.
Fuck. Thanks to him, I had some knots for like a good like 2.5 weeks, almost yeah. 3 weeks. I had knots in my neck.
Yeah.
But you know, it's my part too. I got to stretch out, tap early, all of that stuff.
Yeah. But yeah. You know, like what? Last week we got our first stripe.
Oh yeah, last week. Hell yeah.
But we already signed up for a fucking tournament. Fucking yeah. crazy, which is in June 11th, so
which is wild.
Stay tuned for
it's
that.
Like a month and a half, right?
Yeah, bro.
Shit,
you
man.
You ready?
I'm excited. I wouldn't say ready, but I mean yeah, I mean I have to be ready.
Yeah, we have to get ready for sure.
I have to get ready, so I mean no matter what, I mean shit. I'll just go out there. What do you think is the best approach to have for the comp?
I don't know, just not be scared, you know?
Yeah, not be scared, right?
Like, go in there, like, thinking you're going to win.
Like, we're going to kill
like,
the guy?
You know, like, what's your face? Rose?
Oh, yeah, you I'm know, the best. I'm the best.
I'm
yeah.
the best, you know? Yeah.
Hell, yeah. Fucking Rose, man. She's yeah. lit. Woman crush Wednesday.
Go up there. Yeah, so wait till Wednesday. But go up there, you know, and,
yeah,
like, just with that mentality that we're going to yeah. win.
Hell, yeah.
And, like, hopefully we don't have to fight each other.
Oh yeah, because I think in the
weight class
in the roster now is just it's just us three. It's Preston, you, and me.
Have you checked if there's any more?
I checked. I think yesterday or 2 days
still
ago. Say it's still the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if any of y'all listening to this wanna throw hands and you weigh 170 to 180,
yeah, please feel free. Go sign up at the New Breed Jiu Jitsu Federation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. June 11th,
mm-hmm.
2022.
Register now, save a couple bucks.
You got a free T-shirt.
Hell yeah, that's the only reason I went for the shirt.
Yeah, bro, they should have like donuts and shit.
Oh my god, yeah, bro, I'm bringing up food, man. Like, you already know how my gym bag is. I got,
bro, I know. You have more snacks than like clothing and shit.
Yeah,
bro, I want that cookie dude. Now. What the fuck?
Yeah, bro, I don't know what happened. I swear to God, I don't know what happened to the cookie. Yeah, no, it's dope though. I'm excited for the comp. Just I think I really need to work on sweeps in general.
stand up, you know, like.
Yeah, stand up too. So like, you know, just standing up more, like enrolling, just like more standing and stuff. So yeah, because obviously he's gonna start standing, right?
Yeah,
you know.
Every fight.
And then take nigga to, damn, I'm over here using the N word. Hopefully I don't get canceled.
Nah, bro, you can't get canceled because we haven't made it yet. You know?
We're from the Spring Branch, man. Yeah.
Plus, you know, like a couple of black people have been like, "Hey, my nigga, what's up?" You know,
damning us up, giving us the pass. Bro. And then our best friend is he's actually African.
Yeah.
He's born with the pass, and if you're born with it, he's more African than, you know, African Americans here, right?
True.
Straight from the desert, motherland, the desert. Yeah. You're over here saying motherland. I'm over here saying desert. Yeah, two different things.
Same thing, bro.
Exactly.
I know what you mean, and you know what I mean. So.
For sure. Yeah. So yeah, don't hate on us, man. Go easy.
Yeah, go easy, guys. You know, we're barely coming back. Expect a podcast or an episode
pretty soon. Will this be like an intro?
Yeah, it's like an intro, you know.
Like hey, welcome back. Yeah, this is what we've been doing. Yeah. Yeah, this is what we've been doing.
Yeah, we lost a lot of weight, dog.
Yeah.
We started running. We did a 5K.
Oh, yeah, our first 5K. That was 2 months ago, February. Yeah, 2 months ago. The 15th it was. No, 16th or 17th. Because it was like our fourth class or something.
Oh, okay.
No, it was like a week after, but
yeah.
Our first official run in the books.
In the books.
Longest run I've done so far was that 7.5 mile we did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Took us an hour and what? Like five? About an hour, five minutes.
I don't have the thing. I have to check for
it. I want to start getting into running again. Yeah, running's pretty chill.
My cousin is training for a marathon.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah, bro.
Hell yeah. That's what... We need to do a marathon. Would you want to do one this year?
I'd be down.
Well, we'll have to train. Well, what's after a 5K? We'll do a 10K, which is, 8 miles.
Yeah.
We already pretty much done it.
Yeah, we should do a mud race.
Oh, yeah. Danny was actually telling me that, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday, I believe, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Because I told her I was, like, it was before we went to the gym, remember, yesterday? Danny was like, I want to start running again, because all she was going to do is walk. She's like, you should do a mud race. I'm like, I don't want to get dirty, but it sounds fun.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the Spartan races, right? Those?
Yeah.
There's, like, obstacle courses and all that.
Brandon Schaub. He does them.
Really?
Yeah.
And you do crawling and all everything, right? Yeah. I'm down, shit. Hell yeah.
I'll be down too.
And just like Michael was saying, there's even some big people that ran marathons before.
Yeah.
Like big people.
Yeah, big people.
Like there's really no excuse, like, you know.
And people that have like no training have done marathons too, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, but
yeah, I don't know either. Yeah, I think at some point your body, I don't know, something will get tired. I mean, especially running that much.
How many miles is it?
A marathon is 26.2, I believe.
Yeah.
It's 26 miles, I think. One of my friends, he's done a marathon. And I know a marathon, they give you beer. They give you donuts. They give you snacks, bro.
26.2, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie. You got it. Hell yeah. Yeah, no, they feed you, though, during the run, because you need carbs, you know, to long distance and all that stuff. But yeah, we ate pizza during our 5K.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Not during, but after.
Afterwards, yeah. Afterwards, yeah. Hell yeah. I didn't know you win prizes. You actually win medals and shit. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. The other day? Bro, we got the tickets. We never went to the game.
Ah. Yeah, I miss the Rockets, man.
Yeah, it's the Rockets.
Fuck it. We should have just at least sold them.
Yeah, that's right. I know you forgot it. I totally forgot about it.
Yeah, I forgot too. Yeah. I hit you up 4 days later. Hey, when are we going to the game? The boy said it was 2 days ago.
Yeah, because I looked at you sent me the text. I looked it up.
You're like
no tickets. I was like, fuck, it's 2 days ago.
They even sent me an email saying that we can get like another free ticket. Mm. I guess that's how bad the Rockets are doing. They're giving free tickets.
They need people. They need cheers.
Yeah, man. Whee! I pay us like nah, like. Don't give us free tickets. You got to pay us.
We're giving them a shout out right now, so shit.
Damn.
You know?
Yeah, kind of. Whether we're talking shit or good, we spoke about them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any type of publicity is good publicity, right?
Exactly.
Good or bad?
Exactly.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yes, sir.
And a little bit of tajin. A little bit of tajin. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so this is a good first episode back.
Yeah, a little
short,
just intro.
Know, but
how long has it been? What? 19? Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, we had to go be mechanics for a little bit.
Yeah, which is totally, I knew something when my dad called. Then he called my mom, and he's like, hey, little niggas, take out the battery. It was quick. We didn't die, so that's good.
Yeah, that's why I recorded it, just in case.
You know, really?
We need to prove, you know.
When I saw the phone there, I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, there's something happening. Hell yeah. But yeah, we got class in a bit. We got class in what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes.
20 minutes or so. So, anything you want to plug in?
Not really. Just
Shout out to Professor.
Shout out Professor Drew. Shout out Professor Steph.
Mm-hmm.
Thank y'all for teaching us how to choke people.
Yeah, how to choke people.
Yeah, shout out Coach Chapa, Coach mm-hmm. Ricardo. I'm waving like they can see me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. The Patreon, maybe, if they sign up.
Yeah, for real. We need to record this shit,
Coach
too.
Michael, too.
Coach Michael, hell yeah.
Coach Michael. Those are pretty much the coaches.
Shout out Jimmy. You know, he was our first person there.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy.
Hope you're doing good.
Hell yeah. He brought us in.
Yeah, he brought us in.
With loving arms and deadly legs. Fucking Jimmy, bro. Loving arms and deadly legs.
Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know what we're learning this week, but.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I'm ready? Yeah, we're about to find out right now.
Hell yeah! Hopefully, some good stuff, man. Yeah. And hopefully, we see Michael.
Yeah.
See Michael
you
there.
Anything to plug?
Me? Nah, just none really, man. I mean, shout out God first, first of all.
Yeah.
Shout out to the homie. Besides that, I mean, nothing to plug in. I guess we kind of already plugged in the Hillian mm-hmm. Lynn Gracie Energy Corridor, yeah, West Energy Houston, Corridor. Texas. Yeah, man. If any of y'all listening to this, y'all want to roll, hit us up.
If you're in Houston, Texas.
Yes, sir. If you're in the area.
You already know.
Roll with the locals. You know, get a free trial class.
Exactly.
On us. We got you. We got you. But, all right, man. Yeah, it's been good. It's been nice. Let's go and get choked, and hopefully we don't pass out.
Yeah, bro. Remember, guys, stay safe, stay dangerous, tap early,
mm-hmm.
and what else?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Train, go roll.
Hell yeah. All right, guys.
Roll some blunts, too.
You roll some blunts. Yeah, there's two different type of rolls, so yeah. As long
both
as...
both of them, though.
Yeah, if you're doing both, preferably, yeah, you got it. Hell yeah. Well, all right, guys, we'll catch you later. Thanks for listening.
Hiya.
All right, peace out. Bye-bye. Right,
bro.
And we're 3, 2, 1. All right, sweet, sweet. How do I stop it?